Starring Fred MacMurray. And as Bub, William Frawley.
And of course, one of the most important dates of all, I have failed to put down. One more paper airplane out of view, Mr. Pepitone, and you'll have a one-way, all-expense-paid trip to the principal's office. Now, in the year 1066, what battle occurred? Yes, Miss Lewis?
The Battle of Hastings.
Correct. This, then, was the beginning of the fusion of French and English into the language we know today. For if we were to use English as it was spoken before the French influence, it would be a much more guttural and less expressive language. Now, there are many everyday words that come to us from the French.
One more minute to go. If we can keep her talking, we won't have any homework.
These are a few words that have origins other than French. Mr. Clay, I think Mr. Douglas would appreciate it if your foot was elsewhere. Foot is definitely not French.
Man, she must have a mirror up there. Never mind that. Keep her talking.
Miss Proctor? Is it okay if we take notes on some of these words?
Why, yes, Mr. Robinson. I think that would be an excellent idea. You'll find as you grow older that the study of word derivations is fascinating. You'll also find that Latin is far from a dead language, for it spawned many of the other languages that are in use today. Your assignment for tomorrow is on page 29 and 30. We'll write a short essay on what you have read. And please, give me some opinions of your own, not those of your parents. Class dismissed.
It'll be too tough to write the essay, Rob. I think the derivation of words is very interesting.
Yeah, well, she said when we got old, we'd get to like it.
I think Mrs. Proctor's a leprechaun or something.
Well, it's just that she's been around so long, she knows all the tricks of the trade.
No, really, Dad. When I was in her class, we used to call her the Cyclops.
She sounds pretty formidable. Chip, you haven't eaten your dinner tonight. Something wrong?
Something happened down at school?
How come everybody always asks me if something happened down at school every time I don't eat something or something?
Maybe he's in love.
I am not. Can't a new girl come to school without everybody acting so dumb about it?
In trouble for me. Unless it's Chip's new girlfriend.
Oh!
Chip.
Boy, when I get older and get my muscles, I'm going to tie his feet around his head.
Well, this is good pudding.
Thanks. I slammed it together with some odds and ends I found around here. Well, he's either delighted about something or he's choked himself with the phone cord.
I don't care if you ask about her anyway, because I hate her.
You, hate who, Chip?
Sally Lou Emerson.
She the new girl?
Yeah. She sits two seats away from me. And I get sick to my stomach every time I look at her clunky face.
She sounds terrible.
She's got this long yellow hair that hangs down like a movie star. She's got these goofy green eyes.
Hey, guess who just broke her leg?
Who?
Old Lady Proctor.
Well, Rob, I don't like your being happy about a thing like this. I don't think it's very funny.
Well, it's just a simple fracture, Dad. Anyway, she won't be able to teach school for a little while.
Well, she probably needs the rest. Now go around there and sit down. We were just talking about a young lady with goofy green eyes.
I don't want to talk about it.
Chip, come here.
Bob.
Well, I guess you got a substitute teacher, huh?
Yep.
Well, don't look so happy. It might be a man.
Who cares? Anything's better than Witch Dr. Proctor.
You know, you used to be a history teacher.
Yeah. He's
a pretty good guy.
Even the girl.
Man, now that's what I call. Hey, she's going up to the desk.
You mean that's the new teacher?
You're right. I'm going to be taking Mrs. Proctor's place for the next few weeks. My name is Mar... is Miss Tinsley.
Man, her diploma isn't even dry yet.
I have a list of your names here, but while that seems so impersonal, I'd like to ask you to put your names down on slips of paper and pass them forward. Please. Oh, along with your names, why don't you put down your interests and your hobbies so that I can get to know you a little better?
Is that line or plain paper, Miss Tinkley?
Tinsley, either will do. Mr. Finn, Mr. Mickey Finn? Is Mr. Finn here?
I wrote down his name as Tinkley.
Tinsley.
Yes, ma'am. Mike Finn won't be here today. His mother told me to tell you that he just can't keep anything in his stomach.
Oh. Thank you.
Hey, Mike. You want to hear about a loose skull?
Who's that?
We got a substitute teacher in history. This was her first assignment.
A real nothing, huh?
Yeah. We played that Mickey Finn gag on her. She never did catch on.
Oh, no.
Honest? Nobody could be that stupid.
This one is. A picture Pepper...
Hiya, Squirt. How's your sweetheart, little Mae Beauregard?
Florence.
Hey,
what's got into you, Chip?
Chip?
All right. Bring it up, you waves.
Here.
Cut that out. Do you hear me? Now, listen, you two guys. The next time I catch you fighting with this little fella, I'm going to clamp a hammerlock on you. Do you hear me? Chip, you come on with me. What do you mean fighting with your big brother? Beating him over the head with books? Don't you know books cost money? Why don't you use your feet?
I understand Mrs. Proctor allowed one of the class officers to take the roll every day. So if the president will do that, I'll proceed with yesterday's assignment. Now, reviewing chapter 17...
Miss Tinsley, yes. Gil always gets to do everything because he's the president. What Mrs. Proctor didn't know is, well, the vice president feels kind of left out.
Oh?
Well, Robbie would have said something, but he's too kind of self-conscious.
Well, it's all right with me, Miss Tinsley, if Robbie wants to take the role.
Well, I'm sure it's fine if Robbie wants to take the role. But which one is Robbie?
He's right there.
Oh, Robbie Douglas. Would you like to take the role, Robbie?
Well, yeah, I guess it'd be all right.
Sure, go ahead, Robbie. Gil won't mind.
Of course I won't mind, Rob. I mean, if I ever get sick or anything, you ought to know how to do it.
Yeah. Gee, do I get to take the attendance sheet to the office and everything?
Of course you may. Now, class, if you'll open your books to chapter 17.
See, Rob, you start right here where it says Alice Brandon, and then you end up here where it says Harold Wadsley.
Oh, I see. Well, what happens if somebody's absent? I mean, I don't get it. What?
Well, you put an X in right here in this little square. Well,
I think that's enough discussion about the roll, boys. Now, Gil, will you please take your seat? Class, will you please turn to chapter 17?
Miss Tinsley?
Yes, Gil.
This is a wonderful thing you're doing for Robbie.
Thank you. Chapter 17, The Norman Invasion.
Excuse me, I wonder, is Alice Brandon present today?
Robbie, do you think you could do that without disturbing us? As I was saying, page 187...
And if Harold of England hadn't had to split his forces, then William the Conqueror probably would have got wiped out.
Thank you, Michael. Now, class...
Oh, and another thing. If William didn't have to wait for these favorable winds, then he'd have probably got there earlier and Harold would have wiped him out for sure.
Excellent, Michael. Now, class, as...
Oh, I got more if you'd like to hear it, Miss Tinsley.
I know, and I'm very pleased, but we only have a short time before the bell, and I'd like to give you tomorrow's assignment. Now...
Gosh, I studied awfully hard.
I'd like to hear it.
Well, please tell us as quickly as you can.
Yes, ma'am. Well, anyhow, William had to stay over Normandy a couple months waiting for these favorable winds. We tried a couple of times to get out, but the storm was really murder.
here. I brought you some soup.
Oh, no thanks, Mrs. Drake.
Oh, now, nothing's worth getting that upset about. Come on, have some soup.
Why are they doing this to me? What have I done to them?
Well, you never told me exactly what the children have been doing.
Oh, I feel I can't go to that school anymore. I feel like quitting.
Well, good. Maybe you should go and find yourself a job where they'll really appreciate you.
No, I'm not going to let those boys get that satisfaction. I don't care if they laugh. I don't care if they tell jokes. I don't care if they make a fool of me.
You mean after 2 weeks you guys are still getting away with that jazz?
Yeah.
And she hasn't figured it out yet.
Back in my time, we used to reroute the trolley tracks so they came right into the girls' gym.
Rob, what were you saying a minute ago about your teacher?
Oh, we have a substitute, Dad. And she doesn't know which end is up.
So?
Today, Jay made out like he fainted because she gave him an F on his test. So we had to take him to the nurse's office.
Did it ever occur to you fellas that this woman might have feelings?
Yeah, what's the matter with you guys?
Oh, now, wait a minute, Bub. You were just telling us about trolley tracks, remember? Oh,
that was 40 years ago, when everybody was stupid.
Dad, we didn't mean anything. Rin Tin Tinsley doesn't know what's going on, honest.
Tinsley? Not Martha Tinsley?
Yeah, Martha
Tinsley. Well, she was a senior when I was a freshman in college. And she's a darn nice girl.
Well, Mike, I didn't say she wasn't.
Listen, if you goons have nothing better to do than to pick on a nice girl like Martha Tinsley, you're nothing but a rat pack.
Mike, what's got into you? We didn't do anything. Dad, honest, not one of us got sent down to the boys' vice principal.
Rob, do you remember the time you went to spend a week with Uncle Lester?
Yeah.
And how the kids in the neighborhood gave you a bad time?
Yeah, they ganged up on me a little.
Yeah. They left you out of everything, picked on you, made fun of you, simply because they were already a group and you were the outsider. If I remember correctly, you didn't like it much.
I'll say he didn't like it. He bawled himself to sleep every night.
But I was a lot younger then.
How many of you are there in the class?
Oh, 30 maybe.
Well, that makes a nice fair fight out of it. The odds against are only about 30 to 1. You ought to be ashamed of yourself, Rob. Why don't you put yourself in her place and see how you'd feel?
Yeah, poor Martha. Talk about crying yourself to sleep.
All right, okay. You don't have to rub it in.
I just hope you're beginning to get the picture.
I think I am, Dad. I'm sorry.
You know, you got to me too, Steve. I'm sorry about the streetcars and the girls' gym and the firecrackers and the boiler. And then there was the time when we had the hygiene teacher and a barrel of...
Bob, could I have a little more soup?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Coming right up.
What's wrong with that, Rob?
Come on, Douglas, and you get right down to it. What have we actually done wrong?
Yeah, I know, but... Well, look, Mike says she's not much older than he is.
As far as I'm concerned, he's an old man.
Why don't you try putting yourself in her place? Now on, you can just count me out of the deal.
Robbie, will you take the role, please?
Miss Tinsley, I think the president should do it like he's supposed to.
Very well. Dad? Dad?
Gotcha, where are you?
Over here.
Oh.
Can I talk to you for a minute?
Well, sure, Chip.
In here?
All right. What's on your mind?
You want to sit down?
For sure. Well, then, what is it, Chip?
Well, would it be dumb if a kid that I know, that was my age, didn't mind if a girl sort of talked to him?
Well, let me get this straight, Chip. You're trying to tell me that you have a friend who doesn't mind if girls talk to him?
Well, not girls. One girl.
I see. And he sort of likes this girl, and he wonders if maybe something's wrong with him, huh?
Yeah. This kid told me he feels sort of goofy about it. And he wonders if he should go see one of those doctors that just talk to you, like they have on TV.
Psychiatrist. Well, Chip, I don't think that'll be necessary. You see, this feeling your friend has is quite common in fellows your age, or his age.
Yes?
Oh, sure. Tell me, does he feel sort of let down if she doesn't show up for school one day? I mean, if she's absent?
Yeah. He sort of likes it when she picks him to be on her spelling bee team.
That could be it, but I'll tell you, Chip, tell your friend there's really nothing to worry about, because, as I say, this sort of thing happens all the time.
Oh, swell. I mean, I'll tell him. Thanks, Dad.
Chip, where's Dad?
In there.
Oh, Dad.
Oh, hi, Rob.
Do you suppose I could talk to you for a minute?
Oh, sure, sure.
In here, do you think?
Okay.
Now, what's in your mind?
Dad, have a seat. Dad, I did a real sort of a Benedict Arnold thing.
And you want me to be the voice of your conscience, hmm?
Oh, yeah. Dad, do you remember that stuff about my substitute teacher?
Of course.
Well, I got to thinking of what you said, but the guys just wouldn't go along with it.
I didn't really think they would, Rob.
Anyway, that's when I did this thing. Dad, if the guys ever find out, I'm washed out.
What did you do?
I got to feeling sorry for Rin Tin, for Miss Tinsley, and so I went over to Mrs. Proctor's house.
Oh? Why'd you go over there?
I thought maybe she might have some ideas on how to help her.
Well, did she have any ideas?
Well, yeah. But no, I feel kind of creepy about it.
Well, Rob, I wouldn't feel creepy about it. I think trying to help Miss Tinsley is a very nice thing for you to do.
You do that?
Yes, and stop worrying about it.
Okay. Thanks, Dad.
I'm looking for a Miss Tinsley.
I'm Martha Tinsley.
Oh, no wonder those little demons. You're much younger than I expected. May I come in? I'm Mrs. Proctor.
Mrs. Proctor, you're the teacher I'm substituting for.
Yes, I am, dear. And tonight I'm going to teach you a few tricks that it took me 40 years of teaching to acquire.
Tricks?
Magic tricks. Legerdemain on the care and handling of high-spirited students. They don't call me Witch Dr. Proctor for nothing. Sit down, my dear. This is going to take a little longer than you think. Now, lesson number one.
So 1492 has become just numbers. Few people realize that a whole new world was opening up. Can anybody tell me what continental coastline Columbus approached in 1498? Yes, Miss Lewis?
Venezuela.
Correct. As far as we know, Columbus had no idea of the vastness of the territory he was discovering. Mr. Reed, you can pick that up and will you deposit your gum in the wastebasket? Because he was searching for a way to the Indies.
Hey, what's with her?
Many others tried to find a shortcut to India, including Henry Hudson, who thought he had found a way which led through what is now called Hudson's Bay, which has some resemblance to Gil Clay's big feet, which belong on the floor. I'm sure the people of Columbus's day were just as excited about their new world as we are about going to the planet. Yes, Victor?
I have an uncle in the Air Force who says we're going to be on Mars in 10 years.
That's very interesting.
30 more seconds. Let's keep her talking.
Yes, There's nothing I'd like more than to see our future in the hands of young people. We're going to bring in an essay tomorrow on Columbus's first and second journeys. Chapter 22, page 212. Well, I'll see you all tomorrow.
Chipper. Well, did you have a good time?
Great. Monsters and cowboys. Sally Lou got scared of the monsters, so I had to hold her hand. Then we ran out of popcorn and went up there to get some more, and I met Ernie. Then me and Ernie went running up and down the aisles and yelling and shooting back at the cowboys. Then we met Porky Marcus, and we chased him for a while. Then the show was over, and we came home. Oh, my gosh.
What's the matter?
I left Sally Lou at the theater.
Well, I guess I won't have to fight him for the phone for a while.
Coming up later, we'll award you an Oscar and a Tony in an Emmy-winning show, The Odd Couple. Catch back-to-back episodes starting at noon, 9 Pacific, right here on TV Land, the Rewatchability Network.